Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
Welcome to Kinking the Geek, the only podcast that has a sick faker on it.
I am not faking. I had a 99 degree fever. Damn you, con crud!
Hey, you don't blame con for this.
I didn't blame con. I blame con crud.
Yeah, but you'd have to go to con to get con crud. You're blaming con.
Semantics.
FF judges you.
FF is out of his skull, so...
Actually, he's out of his shell. Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so we're a bit loopy tonight. A
little bit.
I'm feeling better, but I'm feeling worse. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not nearly as groggy-headed as I was yesterday.
Wish I could say that.
But I'm snotting up a storm. And
got that going. Fell asleep behind the wheel of my car this morning.
What?
Yeah. For a second. It was okay. I made it safe. Nobody knew. I passed out. Don't look at me that way.
Too late.
Hey, I've had worse.
Okay. Get past that. Let's talk about the reason why we're feeling this way. Yep. Frolicon.
Yep.
I would say another successful Frolicon in the books.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty much, yeah.
Where to start? Okay, the good things. We'll start hotel. Let's start there.
Hotel was nice.
Been hearing lots of stories about how the staff bent over backwards for some people. I mean, even basically created a handicap accessible room for someone.
Right.
I mean, there's one, he said there was one in the entire hotel, suite-wise.
Uh-huh.
And then they have this, it's not quite a suite, it's just a really big room, and they put in a chair, they put in the bars, they gave him a safe.
They did it up for him.
Yeah. So, now, we had a little bit of a mix-up with the hotel, so that kind of, sullied a little bit, but yeah.
They did what they could to fix it.
Basically, we have to get down there really early, so...
I gotta work.
Yeah, you gotta work. And got to the hotel. We were running really late.
Yeah.
Got there close to time. Told you to go check in, because the room was under your name this time.
Right.
I dealt with the luggage and parking of the car. Got there. You were standing by, when I got back, you were standing by the luggage thing, had the room number.
Right.
Which was 2-something. We were going to be on the second floor, which is ground level, no, lobby level,
lobby
basically.
Lobby level, yeah, thereabouts.
We were going to be, we're going to have like a pool, not a pool, maybe not even a poolside room, but near the pool, same level as the pool. Yay! We're going to get, now, I think we had said this on the past cast, that we had got ourselves a suite.
Right.
There are a lot more suites in this hotel, so they weren't reserving them strictly for people throwing hotel parties.
Right. There was enough to go around.
But then I didn't see any ones that did throw. But then again, there were a couple of parties we did, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So, we're looking forward to our suite. We have no idea, because unfortunately we have 8 people staying with us and no idea what the room looks like.
Right.
So, get to... the room, open the room. Bellman is like right behind us.
Wrong room.
It's just looking around going, this is not a suite. It's a nice room. It's a queen double, but it's not a suite.
Yeah, there was no way we were getting everything in that room.
So we had to go back down to the thing, the talk to the girl at the desk, the lady at the desk. She's like, yeah, you're on the list. You're supposed to have a suite. Told us, well, okay, there are not any ones that are ready right now. Should be soon, if you don't mind waiting.
Well, there was another convention that was that was going out as we were coming in. So they were, hustling to get everything cleaned up. And then, okay,
right.
That's understandable.
So
especially since we were there early.
Right. Plus, when they say it's only going to be, it will be soon. Like, I don't mind. Problem, they got a nice little sitting area. I had a couple of podcasts that I had downloaded. I could go ahead and listen to those. By the time I got done with my second podcast, mm-hmm. and it had been 2.5 hours,
mm-hmm.
it's like, huh, well, maybe I need to go and check it out just to be on the safe side.
Right.
So when I go to talk to the next lady that I am talking to, she's like, well, her first spiel is, well, we can't really guarantee you a room until after 3. Fine. I understand that. But when you tell me my room is going to be ready in a couple of minutes, and it's 2.5 hours later, yeah. come to find out there was a mix-up.
Yep, there was another mix-up.
Because the room, it seems that because we had been checked in, and we were moving rooms, mm-hmm. something happened to us being in the queue, and the suite that she had set aside for us got taken.
Yep.
There were two, then luckily the girl, the lady that helped us before was literally on the right next there. Desk over.
Yeah.
So when she walked over, she wasn't happy.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that did make this better is there were two suites left. There was one on the 6th floor, there was one on the 11th floor. One was clean, one was dirty. The clean one had already been marked for a gold member. And the lady's like, move the gold member. And the lady that she was working with was like, no, we can't move a gold member. I don't care, the gold member's not here. He is. I've been trying to get him into a room. Let's get him into a room.
They just got the other room. They probably right. never even knew the difference.
Right. So it was very nice that we... that they were able to do that. A little the mix-up, it's convention going in, convention coming out.
There was a lot going on.
That only did the muddled a little bit. We definitely need to map the hotel out better.
Uh-huh.
Found out... Actually, it wasn't until Saturday night the elevators became a problem, and it was only in a small window, but...
I think it was because so many of the parties were in the South Tower, so everybody was trying to get upstairs in one tower, and...
Actually, no.
That was a lot of it, I heard,
No. There were parties, and that's what I'm saying. They weren't all in the South Tower.
Most of them were.
But, no, actually, they weren't.
I don't think we went to a single one in the North Tower. Everyone I heard about, everyone that came down
the other ones weren't in weren't part of the towers. You have to realize, okay, this is what I've discovered about the hotel. Floors 1, 2, and anything above the 4th floor is not a tower. Well, I don't know. The H party never said.
They were in 504.
Right. 504, I believe, is North Tower. There is a number. I think Hug Me put this up on the thing. There is
really because they said South Tower when they gave it to us at Native Guides.
There's a numbering. Hug Me seemed to put this, or okay, someone put
I'm
it up.
I'm just saying it when seems they stole
the O, the OO, mm-hmm. the 49 rooms are North Tower. The 42 to 70.
See, and that's what I thought, and I kept getting told, no, you have the exact same numbers going up both towers.
No.
That's what I kept getting told all week.
No, it does seem to be, a numbering difference.
Okay, well, there was a misconception and a miscommunication given to Native Guides.
Because I know...
And we will know that for next year.
I know, the Demons party was somewhere on 3, which we didn't go to, the Fairies and Demons.
Yeah, which is,
The Play on Cons... Bat Dance one was in 3-something. The Ass Play Party was 3-something. The Rabbit Holes, where they were...
Yeah, because it was down the hall from the
Bat Dance. and I want to say there may have been one on 2, but we didn't get to it. Because there were a couple of parties I know we didn't get to.
The only ones I know of that we missed were up on the 10th.
Those were private events.
Really? Okay.
The Scotch party everybody thought was trying to, they were talking about, the Scotch tasting was because Mary had gone to there. And it was a private event, it was an invite only type situation. I don't know if there was anything else. I think there were people talking about there may have been, but it was one of those things to where if people were also saying that if it wasn't announced, if the room number wasn't like with Native Guides, it wasn't a public it wasn't a party for public consumption.
Not faking it.
But yeah, it's really weird because it seems like the get to the stairs of the South Tower, you have to go to the North Tower, or you have to go to 3.
Yeah.
And find your way there. It seems the stairs split.
Yeah, I think we
on
even...
On floor 3.
I think we even saw where they split.
Yeah, that's how we got out of it when we went down the stairs. That's how we got out. Mm-hmm. It seems they split. Because I found that out the hard way last year at Dragon Con. Because you guys were already down the lobby, and I had to go back to the floor.
That's right, and the elevators. And
something, yeah, the elevators, yeah.
That's right.
And we walked our way back. I walked my way back down.
So, yeah.
And I think we were on the 8th floor, as I think about that.
Were we?
Okay. Because we were thinking we may have been in the same area with our suite that we were at Dragon Con. But then I realized, wait, no, we were on the 8th floor. Because I remember.
So we were 2 floors down.
Yeah. I remember thinking that just kind of hit me as we were speaking. Is wait a minute, after you do that, it was 8 floors down, and I remember it wasn't such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was very bare bones this time, but I think they did that on purpose.
Well, you know, there was, you know, feeling out where we could put things and how the hotel was going to react to stuff,
right?
As I said at Con Review, it was a rebuilding year.
Yeah.
It was a rebuilding year. But I still think it went very successfully.
Yes. It was very strange not having panels on Sunday, though.
Yeah. But I think that may have had to do with it being Mother's Day and all.
And may I never have really been, heard, yeah. And
I knew there were quite a few people that had to skedaddle very
immediately,
early.
And yeah. I noticed that by the time we came down into the con area... There was a lot of stuff already sitting in the areas where they had broken down a lot of stuff already.
Mm-hmm.
So, they had done a lot of breaking stuff down. it's nice to find out that we weren't the only ones worried about Big Mama's late start.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to apologize again for becoming a dick. but you know me, when I get hot, I get cranky, I was already kind of feeling... But then they said they were having technical difficulty.
Yeah.
We did have the one slight, at least scheduling hiccup with us, and that was the trying to go to the 1 o'clock Violent One panel that was on the panel on the door saying at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, I think they were doing some screw-up stuff with that guidebook and internet and...
The internet is horrible.
Yeah, but it sounds like there's some bullshit going on throughout the industry. And so at the hotel, it seems hotels basically do stuff to...
They want you to buy their internet.
Yeah, it's a profit center. So, I mean, you can't blame them for wanting to make some kind of money, but still, the pricing is a little outrageous.
Yep.
R2
agrees.
Mm-hmm. There were some nice parties.
Yeah, there were some really nice ones.
Sorry. Well, we didn't go to the Angel and Demons party, so I don't know what to think and what to say, because they're the ones that ended up winning the party battles.
They won the party battle, but we never made it there.
I did enjoy what the bros were doing, because they did a fraternity party on Friday.
Which was...
There were a lot of gay sex going on.
There was a lot.
A lot of gay sex going on. Well, it was a fraternity. It was fraternity sorority because they had two rooms. They had two adjoining rooms. So they had.
Yeah, but I never really noticed. It just all looked fraternity to me.
I think it's a gay group. So.
But that's okay. That was fine. It was a great party. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there was quite a lot.
A lot of gay sex. And yeah. I spanked my first man.
Yeah, you did.
And you want to know something?
Mm.
Did absolutely nothing for me.
Well, I figured it wouldn't.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things, and we've talked about this, and we're going to do a tangent here, so please bear with us. You know, because I've talked about wanting to deal with whether or not this BDSM stuff actually turns me on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've always said that it turns me on when I start messing with you, because I always know there's going to be usually sex involved when we do.
Yeah.
And I have found where playing with other women... Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you an example. the example from this weekend. The guy who I think is maybe the leader of the bros, or at least was the party coordinator, one of the hosts, yeah. I spanked him, did absolutely nothing for me. But while I was using the electricity on the girlfriend of the guy who, the couple that was running the rabbit party, was turning me on. So.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry, I'm pretty much going to stick with playing with girls.
I have no problem with that.
Well, yeah, you've already kind of have said that it would kind of weird you out a little bit if...
Yeah, I mean...
If I played with guys, it would...
It may be what I like in my erotic literature and stuff, but...
Yeah, but you also don't like real-life gay porn. You still... You tend to stick with either the...
Every once in a while, something stands out, but it's not my...
You tend to either be animated or written down.
Yeah. Really more written.
Yeah.
It's harder to find the animated stuff. Or at least, maybe I'm not looking right. I don't really care.
I find
what I like, and I really prefer it written.
Right. Written or drawn. You find more...
Oh, drawn. Yowie, yeah. Well, drawn, yeah.
So, yeah. And we got ourselves a new toy.
Yes,
we wasn't planning on buying anything this weekend, but
this was something different.
Actually one of your coworkers of Native God showed it to me. It's a little TENS unit. Looks like a little football.
Yeah.
I'd say about 2.5 inches long, something like that. Maybe half an inch, something like that.
Something like that.
And it basically has a setting to where you plug in the contact probe, and then you have an alligator clip on the other end that you can attach something, which what happened to come with it is the brush you use while you play the drum.
Mm-hmm.
And you can basically go for the violent wand feel if you're like brushing with the thing, but if you like put pressure with the probe,
you get the TENS.
You get the more TENS deep muscle thing, more localized though, which is interesting. It's a little more controlled because
right,
TENS has always kind of freaked me out a little bit, especially with the whole crossing the heart and dealing with the pads and stuff. But if it's something to where I can localize those pressures a little easier to stay away from things like that.
Yeah.
And then we found out that if you turn the unit from out to in,
the little thing itself becomes
you press on it and you get little...
It's still a very controlled pulse kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't really got to play with it much.
Well, we've also been dealing with Concrete.
Yeah.
So. Trying to think. I do want to recognize if you're in Atlanta, in that area, try out Crazy Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a pizza...
It's a bar restaurant that's across the street from Sheridan, Atlanta.
Pizza and Tex-Mex and...
It's bar food.
But it was really good.
Yeah, it seems that a lot of people seem to have had very pleasant experiences. It's not very... But then again, when you've been dealing with the Ruby Tuesdays... The Ruby Tuesdays. And then there was the Ruby Tuesdays. And then also the Suck-Ass Hotel... Restaurant.
Yeah.
Because, that's another thing we liked about this hotel is it was, there's the Fandangles? Is that the name of it? The big restaurant. Of the new hotel.
I never even noticed.
It was...
I never looked at the name of it.
It was on the door of the elevator every time we got in.
I didn't pay attention. A lot of times, I had other things on my mind. I wasn't reading the signs, advertising stuff.
That's
like
why you
that.
Get lost, is because you don't read signs.
Get lost? When did I get lost? I never got lost.
You don't drive with signs.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know street names. I know landmarks.
Right. But when I'm pointing out the sign when you're driving and you're going, what sign? What sign? The one that's fucking over your head.
The one that's out of my line of vision.
No, the one that's in your line of vision, you're just not looking at.
Whatever.
We've had that discussion coming home several times from the old Kilt location when we do karaoke. Yeah, You just do that so I'd be the one forced to drive. You did not hear it here first.
I don't like driving. I admit that. I hate being behind the wheel.
But yeah, they've got Fandango's. They've got the place that had, that was, because, you know, they had the deli, and then there was, like, the area behind the little wall where all the, that was another restaurant that had, like, a buffet, that's where they set up that a buffet.
Yeah.
And with the, so there was more food choices just in the hotel, let alone what was around us.
So we were able to walk up to the metro one night and have dinner. And
yeah. Which that hill walk was not nearly as bad as it has been.
No, it wasn't too bad. I was a little out of breath by the time we got up the hill, but not bad.
Not nearly as bad as it has been.
Yeah.
Although we do have a funny story about that. It was kind of funny because thinking back on it, it was almost like we had foreshadowing happen on our way back. Okay.
Yeah.
So this was Saturday night in downtown Atlanta, and where the hotel is on Cortland. That doesn't really matter, but it's in the area where there are a lot of little restaurants and the mall. There's a mall down there. We had gone to the Metro Cafe Diner. Yes. Something like that. It's a 24-hour diner. It's got a decent menu.
It's one of the places we hit at least once or twice during Dragon Con.
Right. Our buddy Rob, actually KJ's there. Twice a week. Monday, his long shows, his Sunday and his Monday shows are at this place. Coming up the hill from the restaurant, there are two, or going up to where we are, there are two restaurants that are kind of next to each other. It's Cuts and something else. They kind of almost share.
That's the Mediterranean or whatever.
Well, no, that's a little further up, but there's, I think it may be three. I think they all may share a restaurant block.
Something like that.
It almost looks like it's the same building, but it may not be, but it's like Cuts and another one, nicer restaurants. But as we're starting to walk by, we got to the first block at the light and notice there's two guys and a girl. The guys are in tuxes.
She's
in a nice dress.
Screams prom.
Right. You thought it was too late for prom, but then if you thought about it, it was early May. It's prom season.
Yeah.
I
kept forgetting because I keep hearing about graduations, but all of those are college graduations.
Right.
So that's what was throwing me off.
And I was like, oh, prom people. I guess they're walking over to Cuts, which is a nicer. It's one of those restaurants that you would go to for. Yeah.
I think it's a steakhouse. I haven't eaten there, but I'm pretty sure it's a rather nice steakhouse.
Right, but it's one of those restaurants you expect to see kids go to for prom.
Yeah, made sense.
Yeah.
A lot nicer than what I did, but
right.
Makes sense.
But it's one of those things that's like, oh, there's one or two prom people. Okay. Well, we walk back down the house. I actually noticed more. It was like, it almost looked like it was a church outing, because I was seeing a lot of like, adults with mix of kids. So it almost seemed like there was a church group walking up the hill. I think there was something going on because of the table that came next to me.
Yeah.
Which also, another tangent. Okay, being at Frolicon, but then hearing this in the mundane role, do you mind if I take a picture of it? It came from the mundanes in the next table, but being in Frolicon mindset, immediately thought of something. How that's a completely different kind of, that's more of an innocent, hey, you gonna take a picture of the plate or something here.
Right.
Where being in Frolicon, that's a whole different ball of wax saying, do you mind if I take a picture of it?
Yeah.
Okay, long story short, long story short, we get back to the hotel to find out that, they said what, about 40?
Yeah.
Kids showed up at Fandangles for their prom dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It seems it went over the air, basically. Double the guards, double the naughty, the covering of the naughty bits, double the door, you know.
Yeah.
The coverage, yeah, it was.
Con basically went into almost a security lockdown.
I mean, luckily we're in a situation this year.
Mm-hmm.
Where we could contain all of the con stuff except for registration on the first level, which is, for this hotel, the first level is basement level almost want to, because there are some, I mean, floor one does have rooms on it.
Yeah, there are some rooms back there, but not very many.
But it's mainly convention space.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to the second floor or the lobby level, and that's where there is more convention space, but those are your elevators to get to your rooms are there.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the pool is there. At the end. Then the third floor, when you come out of the north elevators, you are coming out of basically restaurant area.
Mm-hmm.
The little deli, the buffet diner, the Fandangos, you know, that kind of stuff are all in one container. So you can turn the corner to go to the rooms, but again, everything is kind of not in its... Luckily, everybody was really good about keeping mundane space, mundane space.
I didn't see
as
very
much. As far as I know. Yeah. Now, we could probably talk to a couple of friends that work security at DragonCon.
And find out
if anybody decided to use nook and crannies for nook and cranny stuff.
I saw a couple people like flash, but it was in the hallways, in front of parties. It was a quick thing. It's like, nobody saw that.
Right.
But... nothing, you know.
But then again, I want to say places that were throwing parties and such didn't have mundane. I think we came very close to the room block to the point of there wasn't a whole lot of... I think they kept three floors to... They said this in Con and Review. Uh-huh. There was a block of three floors that were strictly mundanes.
That might have been only stepped out.
Right. I want to say there was a block. It's kind of like they used to do that at the old hotel. I think there was a floor on Thursday they could not put any Frolicon people on. Because I remember seeing it on a piece of paper behind the check-in thing.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
There was, I want to say it was like the ninth floor was strictly... That's where they stuck non-Frolicon people for that night. And then I will say this about this hotel. I noticed some stuff as we were walking around. Although, blocking some stuff off would make it harder to... I mean, we would have to maybe put a lot of people in the south tower. Because I noticed there are doors.
Uh-huh.
Going into the convention center area on the first floor. I mean, you know how you walk through archways to get... You know, as you're walking, you pass the grand staircase, and then you walk to where all the rooms that are normally, like, Trek and Brit Trek
yeah,
and all that.
Those
on the second floor. I started noticing, you know, because you walk through, like, an archway type thing, you know, like you're walking through doorways, but it's just... But I noticed there were doors that, like, they basically folded all the way in so it was a free space. It was kind of like, imagine the door right here.
Uh-huh.
But this was against the wall. So you're walking through what looks like a really big doorway, but there was no door to be seen. So it looked like there could be doors to get shut. Or at least have a way of putting up the black curtains in that area.
Okay,
The only bad thing is that's a way to get to a room block.
Mm.
And we would have to make sure that we were full enough to where the only people who would go down there. And my idea was keep the non-kink stuff in that area to begin with. That's where you would put, like, the poly panels. The writing panels.
Right.
The more geek-centric, you know, stuff like Fandor's chainmail.
Yeah.
Thing. The kinky geek builds. The state of the geek.
Right.
Thing that we ended up missing because... Oh, Lordy, falling asleep. I'm just going to tell this story, and I know it's one of these things where... I hope the people are enjoying the kind of new format, but in telling you the story, you were there, but so this is me talking to the audience again. Friday night, did not think I was that drunk. We get back to the room, we're getting ready.
Oh, yeah.
We've both had a bottle of water, we're eating these, we found these dark chocolate covered mangoes, oh, they're so good. I'm sitting there in the bed. We're eating them. I've kind of stripped to the waist. I've taken off my priest collar, made sure my cufflinks are somewhere where I can find them for tomorrow, made sure my kilt pin was somewhere.
Right.
Same with the collar. You know, basically, so I'm basically wearing my black sports kilt and my kilt hose. I think I'd even taken off my...
Flashes.
And I'm laying there, and I've asked you to go get me another bottle of water. So I could take a BC, and, you know, I still need to put my nose strip on, and I have to wear a sleep mask.
And I'm passing out, so I get you the water, and I lay down, I curl around my stuffed dolphin, and I'm gone.
Next thing I know, and it's the first conscious, because I had been waking myself up going... all night, because that seems to be what I do when I take a nap on my back. I think I finally wake up about 8 o'clock. Not full wake up, but enough to where... Wait a minute, there's some shit wrong. Still in my kilt hose. Still have my glasses on. The bag of chocolate-covered mangoes is between us. My belt is unhooked, but laid off to one side where I still have my paddle... and my restraints attached to my belt loops.
I
fell asleep within seconds. And then I realized, well, you know what? I didn't think I drank that much. Had a giant cup of wine. Actually, I drank some of the wine and then refilled that. And then I had 2 glasses of the King's Grog.
Yep, at the medieval party.
The Dark Ages party.
Or Dark Ages party, yeah.
Plus I had a flask of vodka on me. I was convinced that I still had about a half a flask left of vodka. Come to find out, I had a half a shot of vodka left in the flask.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, yeah, I think I need to, I think I drank a little more than I thought.
Yeah. You weren't brogue level, at least.
No, I did not get brogue level at all. It's kind of disappointing at some point.
Mm.
Well, I do have my own personal disappointment about the con, and I kind of made a little throwaway thing on FetLife. I was a little disappointed in myself.
Hmm.
Well, I didn't get to play with Miss Minx just due to scheduling.
Yeah.
I mean, that was so much going on and just things kept happening. My flirt game needs to get a lot better. Or at least the execution or follow-up of said flirting. I'll give you the example that keeps sticking out of my head during con. Is sitting in the first panel I did, which was the ethical non-monogamy. Basically talking about the differences between poly and swinging and open and how it's different and interchangeable all at the same time. And there was an extremely attractive platinum blonde girl that was sitting literally a chair away. It was like me, a chair, her.
Oh, okay.
And we made eye contact several times. We actually had some interaction, you know, making comments like you do when you're sitting in panels.
Right.
To certain things. And I didn't do anything to follow it up or try to introduce myself or give her a card or say, hey, I like your face hole. Nothing.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And I'm sure there were other things that were going on. Like, I didn't make a move on our new friend that we met through Polygeekery.
True.
I didn't make a move on anyone, honestly. I didn't try to get anything, you know, even a kiss from the girl that I used the wand thingy on. I don't know what happened to me this weekend.
I don't
know. Because I'm normally better, but you... Okay, I know you...
Me, my game's always bad.
Yeah, your game's bad, but I'm usually...
Oh, I've got my own example of that.
All right, go ahead.
Saturday night, I'm in my nurse outfit. You know, I'm actually looking kind of cute.
You were extremely cute, yes.
Had my new corset that I picked up on, and yeah, I mean, I was feeling good, pretty good. I ended up having to go back up to the room for something. And, you know, so you...
Kane.
I wasn't going to mention exactly what.
No, well, it was me trying to... That was my brain shouting out the answer because it was going through the files trying to figure out why did she go back to the room.
Made all the way to the third floor as a free bunny.
Yeah.
I should not be a free bunny at con.
No.
I pay for it. But I'm coming back down. Yeah, I go up. I went up with Chrissy, you know, one of the directors.
Yeah.
And, of course, she complimented me on my cute outfit.
Right.
It was great. And then coming back down, there were several people in the elevator, and I guess I was getting flirted with. Because one of the ladies said, "Oh, I've got a boo-boo on my knee. Can you make it better?" Well, me, as flattering as that is, made me very uncomfortable. Because, you know, as I'm getting out, I hear them talking, "Yeah, I really wanted to just lean down and kiss my knee." And it's like, I'm not going to do that with a stranger. You know, because I'm just like, kind of makes me curl in on myself.
Right, but you've always taken that kind of stuff to...
At least I recognized what it was this time.
Right.
I'm getting better at recognizing.
Recognizing it, and it's doing something about it that later we need to deal with.
Yeah.
At least having the foresight or the thing to say, well, you know, come to my clinic and I'll help you out later or something like that. You know, flirt back.
Yeah.
Well, we're both pitiful. We really are when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we are. I'm an introvert.
Right, and I think part of it, too, is the whole idea of consent has gotten pounded into our brains. To where it's almost, I mean, at certain points, I think this weekend, it was maybe I should have asked, but it was freezing me up to where I didn't want to become across as that guy that you know, mm-hmm. people talk about at the con in review about, oh, did you see that creepy guy, the creepy bald guy that was making everybody feel uncomfortable doing things,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I mean... I didn't want to be that guy, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get better about it, maybe as we get more involved in things, and...
Next year, we've got to make it into the dungeon.
Well, we did, but we wandered through, yeah.
Wander through. I don't know what happened Thursday.
I was alone.
I got off early, specifically thinking, great, I got off early. Maybe we can actually make it in there. Nope.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Although, honestly, I probably could have. I probably wasn't that drunk to where I probably could have if you had.
I don't think either of us were. I even said something and you were like, eh. I was like, okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's just public play. Maybe it's that I'm worried about being judged. Mm. I'm not used, again, not used to pay. You know, because I'll smack the shit out of you here. Maybe not in full play mode where I, like, you know, mm-hmm. restrain you or whatever, but you get spanked.
Mm.
You get spanked on a regular basis. Well, semi-regular basis. Okay, maybe not as much as you would like, but I think you get spanked.
Anyway.
Yeah. Do we have anything else we need to go over?
I don't know. Are there any other stories we want to talk
about? I know we're going to save that. This was going to be just a straight Frolicon cast, but I didn't know if there was any more Frolicon. It goes back to Easter weekend next year.
Yep.
Same hotel.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know AtCon pre-reg was 60. And they tend to let that, kind of like Dragon Con, you've got a window to get to.
For that,
and then...
And then it'll start going up.
Basically, your best thing is to join either, go find Frolicon on the internet, or go join either the Facebook or the FetLife
group, yeah.
Because they do post there a lot when it comes to what's going on with the con. But overall, it sounded like it was a decent convention. I know there were some people who were starting some bitch fests on Frolicon on their Facebook But they were being... they weren't being mature about what they were doing, how they were saying it.
I mean,
so, the threats, the admins kind of
shut them down.
Yeah,
because
it was going out of control. It really was. So,
well, I mean, like I said, it's a rebuilding year, and there was a lot of things we weren't sure we could get away with in spaces that like we had gotten away with at the old hotel.
Plus,
there were a few people that were still complaining about the fact that they couldn't have their open air rope. And it's like, no, people, we told you there's nowhere to put that.
There's just we just don't have space for it right now.
They gave them a whole room for two nights.
I mean, I know, it's...
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
I mean, I can understand when you get used to certain things. Like, I'm sure a lot of people were upset that we didn't have bouncy castles. But where the hell do you put the bouncy castles? Right.
It's not like our space was smaller, but there was just... Really, there was nowhere to secure them down.
Right, and plus we are in a much more open location. Being down by the airport, there was nothing else around but a few more hotels, and that was, and the airport, and that was pretty much
it. We were basically the middle of nowhere before, and now
we're in the middle of a major metropolitan area, which is a whole different ball of wax when you're dealing with stuff.
Right. So.
Okay, well, I think we should go ahead and wrap this up.
Okay.
If you love us, if you hate us, if you want to send us nudie pictures, you can get us in several different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are at kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
kinkyandthegeek@wordpress.com.
At kinkyandthegeek on Twitter. We are friends of Kinky and the Geek on FetLife, and we have a Facebook fan page.
Yes, we do.
All Kinky and the Geek. We'll be there, naked, wearing only a cock ring.
I can't wear one of those.
You can, it just wouldn't go on your cock.
I don't know where it would go.
In other words, it would just be a ring.
How about I just be wearing my friendship bracelets?
Okay, that sounds good.
No, the whole jewelry set. The whole jewelry set.
Okay. Naked. Me wearing a cock ring, her wearing restraints. How's that? That sound better?
I like
that. Doesn't flow out as much, and it doesn't come from a movie. So, and on that, be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.